Playing games to build nature connection. Brain research suggests that sensory input and mental focus lead to deeply imprinted patterns of learning when experienced in an adrenalated state. Who is more full of adrenaline surges than excited kids playing games? Passionate playfulness is embedded in our human blueprint for learning. A quote by John Young. When supporting people, especially young people, to connect with the natural world, we aim to find techniques that engage their inner passions. Wilderness awareness games play a critical role in all of our programs here at Educated by Nature, supporting mentors to engage children in experiences that inspire and invigorate. These games are a collection of activities that target core routines of deep nature connection through active, playful experiences. We were first introduced to wilderness awareness games when we came across the Eight Shields Institute and the Art of Mentoring, our underlying core inspiration. So what are wilderness awareness games? Generally, the wilderness awareness games we play are high energy, involve fast movement, running, chasing, dodging, jumping, and get the heart pumping. They are based on animal behaviours observed in the wild and often require children to imitate the forms or actions of particular animals. There are rules and instructions for each game that require focus. The game requires balance and coordination, developing agility in the body and stretching proprioception and equilibrioception. Games are collaborative and often require teams that develop cooperation and empathy. If your child has participated in one of our programs, ask them about Fire in the Forest, Otter Steals Fish, Tail Tag, or Nutty Squirrels. Other wilderness awareness games we play are less active and focus more on stillness, such as Eagle Eye, Sleeping Form, Chuditch Stalks Dunart. These games enhance awareness and the full use of the senses. They open our peripheral vision, hearing, ability to spot intricate details, or simply develop our patience in being still in nature. Whether high energy or focused, the wilderness awareness games work in subtle ways to encourage children to physically connect with the earth in more subtle, indirect ways. By engaging in play types that children are naturally drawn to, they practice skills without knowing they are practicing anything at all. It's why John Young, the founder of the Eight Shields Institute, describes these experiences as the invisible school. To the people you serve, it may seem like nothing but running through woods, playing games, and listening to stories. An underlying intention they never realize lies beneath this surface evidence. By subtly and invisibly using child passions to get people to practice core routines and so read the Book of Nature, you engage them in learning without them ever knowing it. You are running an invisible school. Many children today have an underlying fear of the natural world, of things that crawl, or being dirty, or the unknown of outdoor spaces. Richard Louv, in his book The Last Child in the Woods, coined the phrase nature deficit disorder. Nature deficit disorder, he says, describes the human cost of alienation from nature, among them diminished use of the senses, attention difficulties, and higher rates of physical and emotional illness. The disorder can be detected in individuals, families, and communities. This alienation provides barriers when inviting children outside into natural spaces. For some children, the idea of sitting on the bare earth, crawling through a shrubby bush base, running barefoot through a field, or simply walking along a bush track on a summer's day provides a challenge to the senses and a fear response kicks in. However, when we invite children into games in nature, these fears often fall away. The child becomes focused on the task at hand, stealing from the nest, dodging obstacles, hiding as still as possible in a pile of leaves and twigs. In these moments of adrenaline-fueled engagement or complete concentration, these same children lay close to the earth, forget about the creepy crawlies and unknowns in these natural spaces, and build connection and acceptance of the space. In these times, they are wiring new neural pathways in their brains, pathways of connection and comfort with nature that support the development of resilience. Richard Louv goes on to describe, as the nature deficit grows, another emerging body of scientific evidence indicates that direct exposure to nature is essential for physical and emotional health. For example, new studies suggest that exposure to nature may reduce the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and that it can improve all children's cognitive abilities and resistance to negative stresses and depression. We often get asked questions about the specifics of our programs. What is it exactly that the children will be doing? This is a difficult question to answer given the complexity of the mentoring experiences we provide. When developing our programs, we begin with a specific structure, a container that provides the framework for the session based on the natural cycle. These wilderness games fit into this cycle in many ways. At the start of the day, we use the games as a tool to break down barriers and connect as a group, an informal way of meeting new people and connecting with space. On a purely logistical angle, our facilitators play a game with the children that arrive at a Kin Village session as a way of engaging in an exciting, high-energy way while their parents sign them in. Mini games like WAR are played throughout the day when the group meets back together at home base, before lunch or before gathering to share stories. Games such as Eagle Eye and Sleeping Fawn are played in the afternoon when energies are dropping and our bodies are telling us to relax and take a rest. At the end of the day, we use high-energy quick-burst games as a form of celebration and sharing one last moment of fun together before we farewell. Other games in the kit bag are used when specific things are witnessed or observed in the environment, such as a dolphin visiting the shoreline to fish, a jitty jitty chasing a raven through the trees. John Young goes on to explain that growth and learning occur so gradually and invisibly that people express shock when they finally realize the depth of the education and connections they have formed. The wilderness awareness games we play at Kin Village and Bush Inventors Club have been developed by the Nature Connection mentors in the Northern Hemisphere, so they often are based on animals in that bioregion. Our mentors are therefore challenged to connect with our local landscape and edit the game to include local flora and fauna. Often, this change occurs in collaboration with the participants, further enhancing the nature connection experience of the game. One of our favourite examples of this game edit is the game Jays and Juncos, a strategy and short-based game involving a series of birds, foraging for food, protecting a nest, and surviving in the midst of predators. We don't have the birds Jays or Juncos in Australia, so we replace these characters in the game with Jitty Jitties, Willy Wagtails, and Waradong, the raven. The additional birds and predators that are added as the game progresses to build the complexity then become a discussion point. It provides an opportunity to discuss local and Indigenous knowledge and awareness of the wildlife that lives in the children's neighbourhood. This game, Jitty Jitties and Waradongs, is also a fantastic way of finding real-life opportunities to authentically share facts and information about animal behaviours and environmental phenomena. It provides an opportunity for discussion around observations that the children make about what they see in their local natural spaces. It also helps give context to discussing emotional responses to stressful, risky, or exciting experiences. Physical responses that help us become more aware of our heartbeat, breathing rate, etc. And lastly, our social responses related to winning and losing, playing as a team, sharing, and cooperation. Wilderness awareness games play a critical role in all of Educator by Nature's programs. They tap into the very essence of childhood, play, and provide rich, authentic, and engaging opportunities to learn about the world around us, each other, and most importantly, ourselves. By providing a balance between action and energy, stillness and focus, discussion and reflection, this simple tool in our Nature Educators kit bag helps to teach skills in the most natural of ways, building connection to nature, to community, and self. This blog was written and read by Daniel Burton, Director of Educator by Nature and Nature Connection Mentor. To find out more about Educator by Nature, visit www.educatedbynature.com.